Yo, welcome to the Spare Change Podcast. With myself, Fabs. Over here to the right, we got
Rax.
Big Rax, and then we got
Luke.
Yes, yes, yes.
Yeah, I like that. Big Rax.
We're back again.
You started off something. He started
something. Just go with it,
innit? Oh, let's not roll with it. Don't encourage this nonsense.
Nah,
ladies and gentlemen, we're in good spirits. We've got a candle on.
Yeah, yeah.
Bro, some scents. It's scented.
Yeah, scented. Yeah, man. I don't know what the scent is, but it's not wax. It's not just normal wax.
Straight from IKEA.
Have you ever dipped your finger in like candle wax?
Yeah. Plenty
it's,
times.
It's a good feeling, still. Yeah.
It's a good feeling.
Wait, what?
Like hot wax.
What?
Dipping your finger in hot wax.
Really? It's hot.
It's not hot enough to burn you.
It's not hot enough to burn you. Yeah.
And then you get a layer of wax on you.
Yeah. No, I've been burnt by wax.
I did that one.
What
kind of freaky deaky stuff are you doing?
I've been burnt by a normal candle in the candle wax, but have you like ever used the massage candle?
What's a massage candle?
Basically, so you light it, and then obviously, you know when candles get it melts.
Yeah.
It's like water or whatever. You can pour it on, like, you know, your girl's back, and it doesn't burn at all. It's like, it goes into like a massage oil.
Oh, is it?
Yeah.
I'm doing my Google's right.
Baby, I'm coming home with that. That sounds mad, though. Imagine if you pour it on her. She's like, oh, it's too hot. It's too hot.
Nah, it will never be as good. It comes out.
Massage.
I never believed that at all. I think I've got one in my drawer.
Let me borrow that.
If you want it. Let me hold it. It's a little one, though, but they do bigger ones. They do ones like that size. And then literally, it will last a couple of times because obviously you light it. And it's. I think, was it scented? I can't remember if it was scented or not, but yeah, you let it run and then you get bare liquid and then just young massage. Yeah, man.
She's got to be good at
the massage. That's when you're pouring it.
Yeah.
She's got to be good at the massage, right? Like, she can't be bogus. Like, she can't be...
Most girls are bogus.
Most girls are bogus.
That's why I don't even, like, would no. Not anymore.
I've got a permanent knot in my back.
You got to go to those Thai people. Go to the Thai people, they'll fuck you up good. And when you come out, you'll be like, rah.
Yeah, I want the people's elbow on my back. I want it rough.
Catch that, though. And then Thai
places, if you get a Thai massage, Thai massages, they twist you up. So they'll, like, bend you up to, like, and you'll be like, when you come out,
I want to hear clicks. Nice. I want everything to click.
They'll try and click you so much.
All right, cool.
Go get a Thai massage, bro.
Sorry for interrupting the intro for
It's minor, man.
Some weirdness.
Yeah, man, big up everyone, though. Like, hopefully everyone out there is having a good time. Yeah, man.
Hopefully life's treating you well.
Yeah,
and you're treating life well as well.
That's what I'm saying,
man. That's what you need to do, man.
What about the positivity over here? Yeah, we're feeling good. This week's been a bit, you know what I mean, like, up and down. There's been a couple of things off of the Nipsey stuff. Like,
yeah.
I think that's starting to sort of calm down. I think everyone's starting to
the shock
be
of
more
kind of
positive gone. About yeah. it. And and you're starting to see as well, like, people are, like, just, like, seeing his impact.
Yeah.
Like, the stuff he's left behind, which is sick. Because it's rare that you see that.
Are you seeing the impact? You didn't listen to Nipsey like that.
Me, personally, not in terms of, like... Well, yeah, no, I've seen it because, you know, I'm on the internet.
Mm-hmm.
So I can see the stuff that he's done, and then I can also see, like, people actually rallying behind it. And, like, you know, the other day there was a march in LA.
Yeah.
And it was all Bloods and Crips coming together to march for Nipsey.
Sick,
and,
I didn't, like, know that.
So this is what I'm saying, like, you're actually seeing the effects of his work and what he done, and everyone fucked with it, innit? No matter who it was.
Yeah.
So you're starting to see that, and that's a beautiful thing. Because you don't really see that. There's not many times you see that happening, so that's proper sick, man.
When you bring positive energy to everyone that you touch or meet, then obviously it's going to be shown when you pass, hopefully. So obviously, clearly for him, he's done a lot in his community and shown a lot of positivity.
Yeah.
So I think the least everyone in his community could do is show it back, which they have been doing. So big up them, man.
What was annoying me, though, man, because I was listening to, like, a couple podcasts and stuff like that, like, and a lot of people just got a lot of wrong information, I feel. Like, one person...
Put him out near the podcast.
No, I'm not naming the podcast.
You're trying to burn bridges early.
That's crazy. And the person's podcast is, I've, like, seen them around Campbell. Anyway, so...
The ops boy.
Tell them if I catch them in ends again.
Mad.
Sign for them on the podcast, bro.
I asked them to come on. But go on.
Let's see if I can find the actual thing they said, because I want to be accurate. But like, basically,
just do it verbatim. Because we don't have it to hand right now.
No, I think I can find it.
Alright, cool.
I think I can. Really.
If I wasn't gonna find it.
Nah, I can't find it. Yeah, but basically, cool. Like, he was kind of saying that people were like jumping on the bandwagon with Nipsey, like in terms of his death, like, you know, people that don't like, you know what I mean? Like, it was kind of, he was basically saying that people that, it's crazy that he didn't hear that you fucked with him before he died, but now he's died. It's like,
everyone's not going to be shouting and screaming, oh, that's my favourite rapper, or that's the rapper I listen to, because at the end of the day, you don't put that on your time. half the guys in the world don't put their girl on timeline, let alone, why are you going to put a rapper, why are you going to put your rapper on the timeline?
Exactly.
That's true.
You barely put your family on timeline, so what's going on here?
My thing is that also, it's that, but then also, you know, even if you have a few favourite rappers, you don't put, you know what I mean? Like, you don't, you know, speak about all of them. Yeah. You know what I mean? You might speak about maybe one or two, but you don't speak about all of them. Yeah.
Of course.
Like, and they all might be your favourite rapper, but you know what I mean? Like, you get me? And that's just how it was, like, but he was, like, saying that, and to me, that was just, like, nah, like, you don't know what people are doing, like, so you can't really make that assumption.
He can't make that assumption. That's a wild assumption
I get, though, because there was one thing he was saying, like, things like, oh, like, radio... Like
in the UK,
what
radio playing his music?
Radio DJs. Sorry, my mind's going crazy, but yeah, radio DJs. They were doing like whole sets dedicated to Nipsey, but they weren't playing Nipsey's music before.
Yeah, that's more of a clout chase, because it's going to benefit their thing. Because
I get that.
Obviously, they will open the viewership, because people obviously don't know who he is. People that don't know who he is, see who he is, see him in the news, keep them on their station. So that's a clout move on their part. But if it's like people becoming new fans of his, that's not a problem, because at the end of the day, it's people are opening up themselves to his music to his world. So whatever message he was giving out at that time when he was alive, more people are exposed to this message.
Yeah, yeah.
So hopefully more minds will be open to it.
Yeah.
So work is going to get spread even further. That's so it's not a negative thing when it comes from a fan, like people just saying, oh, like, I'm listening to Nipsey, this is my favourite album, right there, there. That's a positive at the end of the day. But if it's like the media using his name or a DJ using his name to get record spins or people to listen, then that's a clout move. There's a difference between that and people just saying, all right, cool, I love Nipsey, a post. And at the end of the day, everyone's a human. At the end of the day, they can understand this guy, they could see what kind of position he's in.
Like, you can see it now, like, even if you didn't notice it before, you notice it now, so you can kind of...
You can admire it,
you can react to it. And I just think that's what it is, like, so, and it was even that, but then, like, wrong information as well, like, guys are putting out there, is like, obviously, he's died and his streams have gone up, yeah? But when that happens all the time, and guys were saying that, so, his streams have gone up, but, like, why didn't you guys give him this love when he was here? And I was like, yo, that don't mean you're stupid. Like, you don't know how this shit works.
Yeah.
Like, you got to do your research properly. Like, everyone's streams go up when they die because it's just a thing. Like, yo,
R. Kelly's streams are like
when the documentary comes out. That's what I'm saying. It's nothing to do with, like, people are jumping. Basically, they were saying that his streams are going up, people are jumping on the bandwagon now. No. Because it's like, he's died now. Let me jump on the, like, you know what I mean? Like, it's not that, like, he's died, and people are now maybe curious, or maybe, unfortunately, death shines a light on you, you know, sometimes, so that's going to happen, isn't it? It's just what it is, isn't it? It has nothing to do with people, like, clout chasing, I don't feel like, in that situation.
But
it's just wrong information, like, it's just, like...
Even in, like, playlists, and, like, on Spotify, for example, when I go into, like, the hip-hop playlist, whenever someone's died, they put their song at the top, so their song will get streamed... Because their song got put at the top, so XX Tinashian, his music got put on the top, like four of his tracks got put into the Spotify playlist. So
because it's streamed.
And clearly his streams will go up because it's in this playlist.
Yeah.
Because it's the hip hop playlist.
So
it's also these streaming sites are putting these people into the playlist. Don't know if it's to show respect or not.
No, I just think with that it's a
It's either algorithm,
or they actually do it
where it's like, oh, these are the most popular songs. We're putting it into this playlist. So then, and that kind of helps them to go into like maybe into the actual official charts or stuff like that or whatever, innit? But like, it's the same as back in the day, like before streaming. Fucking if when Michael Jackson died, there was no streaming. And do you know what I mean? His sales went up. His sales went up. They might not have gone up crazy like that, but like, people were probably spinning his music in the car on CD or whatever they had in it. But it's, you don't notice it then. But now it's just, we notice it more because it's documented. It's streaming. It's on the internet. It's, you can see it. So people are now making that a thing. And it's like, nah, don't do that. Like, it's just, you know what I mean?
Unfortunately, in death, the value of your word goes up, innit? So even like, I'm going to give a weird example. So William Shakespeare, I don't think in the time that he was around, he was valued. I don't know. I don't even think he wrote, supposedly he didn't write half of the stuff. Anyway, he had a ghostwriter. But that's another conspiracy. That's conspiracy and that's other shit.
Yo.
No, it's supposedly a black person's writing his stuff. But that's another issue. Yeah, this is a black person's conspiracy. Let's move on. Anyway.
No.
Right, William Shakespeare, he died how many years ago? And his stuff has been brought to light and Ramesses pushed up.
Was oh my God.
What are you going to say?
Huh?
What are you going to say?
Ramesses was writing Shakespeare.
All right, so for those that are listening,
let's move on.
Ramesses was writing Shakespeare stuff.
All right, fuck you, Fabs. Anyway, let's move on. Let's move on. So,
revenge.
Rex, how was your week? So I saw you went to
the Drake concert.
Give us the OVO lowdown.
I just flipped the switch.
Did you get one of them envelopes?
With the owl? No. My mate got the t-shirt though. Fanboy t-shirt.
No, Drake was giving out OVO.
Oh, the cards thing. Yeah. Oh, I saw. I know you saw that one.
Certain people get the OVO.
Some people get the OVO. Like exclusive drops, but yeah, it was cold, man. It was sick. I didn't get one of those, but yeah, it was sick, man. Went there, obviously, went to the 03, not the 02 anymore. In there, had a couple
it's
of drinks.
It's mad that it's got 03 there.
Yeah, it's mad he changed it to the 03. It's
wild. So you're such a big artist that you can.
He could do that, but do that. I don't know how that works, though. So I'm getting, what did he pay them?
He probably said, oh, part of my conditions. I've sold out the arena. Change it. That's part of my performance.
Yeah, it probably was. I'm not sure if it was fully sold out though when I went on the Monday. But actually, no, it was fully sold out because he added another date to the tour as well.
Yeah.
He had another date. But yeah, I went there, obviously, saw that big yellow Ferrari above my head.
Yeah, I see it flying.
It was sick, though.
Is it? Yeah, it was sick.
Tory could really sing.
Did it look real?
No, it's fake. That thing's fake.
It looks fake.
I thought it was real.
It's not real, bro. It's fake.
I just thought maybe it would be real, but with that, no engine in it, no nothing in it.
No, just the car.
Probably the frame. Yeah. It's probably the frame.
Just the frame of the car.
Because I think in the American tour, they said it was a real Lambo or Ferrari, whichever car it was.
Maybe, but
it was a real one.
I don't believe that. Like, when I saw it, it was all steamy and stuff. Nah.
What?
I saw like perspiration on the thing. Like, you know, perspiration,
Yeah, but
no, but it's not. I don't think it's real. I think that's real. Yeah,
what were you saying? Tory can sing?
Yeah, Tory can really sing. Tory was there. Tory can really sing that. Like, I didn't really believe it before.
Mm.
But when he started, he can really break it. Like, when he breaks it down, like, he was doing some song to his ex or something. Got some song from his album to his ex. And he sung that a cappella. Cold.
Told you!
Yeah, Tory was really... But the thing about Tory is, oh, Daniel Clock, he's mad short, man.
Yeah, he is.
When he come out, I was struggling to see him. I had to zoom in on my phone. I was like, wait, let me zoom in. Let me catch
up. You know what he reminds me of? Conan. Tory reminds me of Conan because they're both flashy
and
short,
arrogant.
Yeah,
there must be with short people in it, but
bang.
Jesus. Yeah, man, it was Tory was really good. Obviously, Drake brought out actually Wizkid as well.
Sick.
It was cold for you as well. It was kind of like I felt kind of short change that when I think about it because. To, like yesterday, people
spare
got
change.
Like
plug.
Following.
What's it called? Yeah. Some people got like yesterday. What I think Russ came out.
Russ came out. Gunline was offbeat on the. He was offbeat on.
Gunline was offbeat.
Yeah, he was offbeat.
I heard it. He was offbeat.
One thing that annoys me is when they singing over their backing track.
Backing track
pisses me off.
Yeah.
Just fucking like just do a proper thing like. It annoys me, man.
I guess so, yeah. But he's kind of gun-leaning as well. Like, he's gun-leaning. He's actually gun-leaning.
Proper.
Yeah.
And trying to do the... Can you imagine? You can't do that. That's what you can't do that.
When he reaches my age, you won't be able to do it because I used to lean back like that and I can't do it anymore.
But yeah, but overall, the concert was sick. Like, definitely...
Did gigs come out?
Gigs came out yesterday, I think. Did. He came out Tuesday. A lot of artists has come out on Tuesday, so we only got WizKid, which is not a bad shout. But
all
like,
the thoughts went yesterday.
Yeah,
all J. Cole's apparently coming out on Thursday.
Yeah, allegedly. I don't think there's a Thursday date though.
Apparently there is.
No, there is. There's
there tomorrow.
That's when he added. He was only doing Monday and Tuesday. Yeah, only did 7 days, and he had another day because everything.
Yeah, J. Cole's allegedly coming out on Thursday.
That's a mad move. That's crazy.
I was thinking like, because so he's done
J. Cole, I'm getting Starboy. We got Starboy, but like, do you know what I mean?
You gotta rep Starboy, bruv. Like,
I rep Starboy. Like, Starboy, when he came out, I was shouting that. I repped it, but I want to see Cole too.
I don't care. Like, if I'm gonna see.
Bear guys are getting gigs. Yeah. Do you know what I mean? I'm getting Starboy. But big up Starboy.
At least he brought
Soccer. I suckled on the beat real quick.
I was watching your snap and I just heard Bear singing.
Oh yeah.
Yeah, man, you gotta give up sometimes. You gotta
go at this finished. I heard 1-2 snaps and I just hear Bear singing.
Or you off the liquor.
And sometimes it wasn't even singing, sometimes it was just mumbling.
I was talking to my mates.
Yeah, I was trying to vibes. I feel him though.
One of my friends was actually messed, like mad move. Never again, mad move. And some dude like on my space as well, like just proper in my space, because obviously we had really good seats so we could see the actual stage into.
Oh, I should have given you the VIP Sky thing.
What's that?
You go in, it's like a backstage, like Sky backstage when you go to concerts.
Oh, I swear.
The VIP bit, yeah. I can get it because I got Sky. I'm like a Diamond member.
Oh, I forgot to tell you. There was this dude there as well. They were doing, you know, the short shots that people can take from the half court. I think they do it in America.
Yeah, the twenty thousand pounds.
Yeah. So there was 250, obviously 500, yeah. And then 20,000. And the dude came up. I don't know how they picked this dude out. Yeah.
Yeah.
But he do come up. Did the 250, which I thought I could have done. I think it was pretty easy. I think all of us could have done that.
Yeah.
250.
Yeah.
500. Still think it was relative. It was half court. I still think it kind of. Relatively
did
easy.
Hit?
He didn't hit that. And then it was 20,000 and he missed that as well. Airball.
The only thing from half court, I think the only hope I got is if I did it with my back turned. And yeah. When you're dipping mad low and you have to get the mad power and height on it.
I'm trying to do a swish.
That's mad though,
but imagine doing it with all them eyes on you. Well. Crazy.
I could do it still. I know I could. 100% I could do it.
You got one shot to do it.
Yeah, you got literally one sort to make 20 bags.
Yeah, I could do it. Because it's a proper net.
20 bags is mad though.
It's not one of those fucking funfair nets where the fucking, it's like, it's tight, a weird shape. Like, yeah. Don't even remember. Man will get it in.
Don't remind me of that.
I used to do this.
Yeah, it was hard, man. But it was sick. Good concert, man. I wish you, man, came still.
No, I wish I did. I saw your snaps. I saw all the Instagram people's snaps yesterday.
Yeah, man.
I was thinking... that he's done 8 nights. He could have done two nights or 3 nights in Wembley Stadium. But there must be something to that though, like
he's probably got more
money from this,
and he's probably got more control over the show at the O2 than he has, because the O2 is owned by a company. Wembley's probably owned, there's probably bare like legislation behind it,
maybe
because it's England ground, isn't it?
Yeah.
Maybe. I hear that still. Maybe.
There might be mad.
Or maybe he just likes it to be a little more intimate. Even though, obviously, like, O2 isn't intimate, but it's more intimate than
a For a Drake concert, it would be intimate.
Oh, another thing. Yeah. Drake can't sing, man. Drake cannot sing. He was proper trying to break it down with the After Dark tune. Nah. I said, this guy can't sing. He was trying to hit that note. He was trying everything.
He can't sing.
Nah, I can't sing.
He can hit a note.
When I heard Tory and then I heard Drake.
Yeah, different levels.
Sounds mad.
Different levels.
Did he do Controller?
Yeah, he did that. He did that. That's when Starboy come out as well.
Oh, he should have brought Tory to do Controller still.
Oh, he didn't.
Because Tory's on was better still.
He would never do that. But I don't think he'd do that because of that, because obviously if Tory's got a whole set, he's not going to bring him out.
Yeah, he can't bring him out again.
Whilst they're on this, so yesterday, Tory brought out Jacquees.
Oh, yeah.
While we're on this subject, I think we should touch on it. And
Dead.
Jacquees came out and started singing Trip. That wasn't the only song he sung, but he came out singing
remixes.
Yeah, he started remixing people's stuff, and he came out singing Trip. And
he did one of his songs.
Yeah, he did one of his first. Yeah.
Apparently, no. Apparently, LMA said that LMA said no one knows.
Yeah, no one knows his music.
But
yeah, what did she exactly say?
She said no one knows your music. No one knows his music.
No one knows his music. She said I'd be embarrassed if no one knew my music. And someone brings me out.
Yeah, that way, hold on, where is it? Because it was actually really funny.
Nah, let me pull it up.
And then when she actually said
there was a little back and forth in it. Because
that was there.
No, that went back and forth. No, she said that. And then Jacquees and his girl started going in.
I'd be so embarrassed if someone brought me on stage and the only thing I could sing was someone else's song because nobody knew my actual music. Poor thing. Oh man,
poor thing.
Poor thing's mad patronizing.
Poor thing.
I know. That's nuts. Nah, but it's true though.
Nah, it is true though. Like, I like Jacquees's version of Trip, but he ain't got no other. I don't know any other tunes from Jacquees. You know,
Bed.
What?
Yeah, Bed. Yeah.
What with the one with Baby on it? Is Baby on that or something?
I don't think Baby's on that song.
I can't even really remember.
I remember the tune, but I remember the title of the song.
That's dead.
It's dead.
That's dead.
Well, it's not dead yet, but it's just I don't like Jacquees. His voice is mad whiny. Like it's really, really whiny.
But yeah.
But I don't really fuck.
What do you think her saying that about him? That he should be embarrassed.
It's correct.
Yeah, it's right because.
How can someone bring you out on the show and you have none? Like no one really knows your songs. You have to do the remix. Like, come on, man! You should be not even to like have your song
not
song.
Like a proper remix, either.
Yeah, it's not a proper remix.
I understand because all right, well, they Tory, that shit down. Tory actually came out and he actually said that he put him on the spot and made him do it. So like he
didn't ask him. Yeah, he asked him to do it.
Yeah. So, yeah, and Tory likes a cover, so or fucking Chicks tape. It's all covers.
Yeah,
true.
But Tory does it like he does covers and he spins them like his own lyrics. He writes over them, innit? Like he doesn't do the actual tune.
Like what?
So Jacquees just copies the tune.
He copies the flow, everything. Yeah. Everything how the song goes.
Everything. All the words.
Just like, with him, like.
Or maybe he changes a couple words.
But like, he does change the words. A
couple, that, yeah.
Like, I've got that bullet on safety or something like that. I don't know.
Getting mad this. Fucking silliness. Anyway.
Anyway, alright, cool.
Yeah, man.
We're done talking about the Drizzy shows. Actually, we're not actually. Did you see what Wiley said?
Oh, no boy I can bring
me up. No boy I can bring me up by the shows.
Oh, what?
So, to our audience, basically, obviously, Drake's been bringing out all of the UK, and then Wiley came out, like, anyone asked him.
All of the UK. It really does feel like all of the UK has come out. Someone got Lethal Bizzle, apparently. Lethal Bizzle came out.
Wait, Bizzle come out.
Yeah, he come out.
When was this?
He killed it. Like,
Thursday, maybe, or Wednesday?
Oh, shit. That's a biz.
He killed it, though. It was good, though. It looked good. It looked like he fucked up.
Alright, cool.
Why is Skeppy not fucking with Drezzy no more?
That's what I was thinking. I think they're still fucking together. But I had a bet on my mate as well, like who would he bring out, and I said Skepta might come out. But that didn't happen.
I think something's happened.
Nah man, I don't think anything's happened there.
Nah, I don't think it's that deep, but
because it looks like he's got the same relationship he had with Skeppy with Giggs now.
Yeah, like, maybe. What's
wrong
with that, though? There's nothing wrong with that though.
No, but it's like you replace like
not replay. I'm
in,
sure
in terms
replay.
Of the UK
out,
scene
he came out at the last concert so
or Skeppy yeah.
Skeppy's had a baby like Skeppy's got a baby like.
fair enough
yeah maybe it's that like
Skeppy like maybe
Skeppy doesn't
want to
just be coming out because like or whatever I don't know so, but I doubt they got problems like why would they have problems
I'm just guessing an narrative innit
yeah
anyway
yeah. Like why would they yeah it's kind of
so
yeah, can't think why
would you man want to see Wiley come out Drizzy show.
No.
I don't ever want to see Wiley ever again.
To be singing Summertime.
Park Life, and it was shit.
I said Summertime, fuck off.
Well, Park Life, he just sang all the bait tunes. Like, he didn't rap.
Has he got any stage presence?
He just come on and he was just doing
where's
tunes.
Where's his arm left and right?
I remember at the time, because literally we got, like, we were walking around, obviously we're just doing our thing, and obviously we had a met up with Sibiet. Like we couldn't find him, and then literally we found him right when Wiley was.
Of course, you'd find him when Wiley comes up.
Yeah. So we found him when like Wiley comes on. So we're just like, "Yo, what's going on, bro? Cool." Chopping it up, and then like he's on, but literally the whole time wasn't even watching him. Like literally, my back was turned like the other way, like talking to people. Man said, Man was talking to people. Like, literally, it was mad. So, yeah, he wasn't that great. Because usually, if he was that good, you would turn around and be like, oh, shit, yeah, this is my back. Nah, fuck that.
All right.
Shit.
Cool. That's me down on Drizzy. And asking my questions.
Well, since we were talking about the O2 Arena, let's talk about somebody else who was at the O2 Arena. Kevin Hart.
Okay. Oh, you're going to go into that? So the Netflix special.
So yeah, Kevin Hart done a stand-up last year, I think it was.
It was in...
I think it was last year.
Yeah, September or August.
Yeah, something like that. Yeah, yeah. So he did a stand-up. Yeah,
was it from that show? Okay.
Yeah. In the O2. Spoiler
alert. Yeah, so he done that. And
you want to review it? Review the Netflix special?
Well, he just released a special on the 2nd, I think. And let's set the scene.
It's garbage.
Where were you when you were watching it?
I was in my room with my girl.
Yeah. All right. Cool. So
you might think it was garbage. I ain't watched it yet, obviously. So
I just that's my early. All right. Cool. Just to put it out there.
Break it down.
Spoiler. All right. So first off, I'm sitting there. And Don starts talking about his utes again, his big utes. Big utes. What does he start to... What's the first joke about? How his son fights his daughter.
Something like that. Like, it was...
Nonsense. Nonsense. Like, and then, for the next third of the special, man starts talking about doo-doo.
Or farting, right?
No, it was doo-doo.
Oh, no. Doo-doo on the floor.
This is my weird thing because I know people that actually went to that show and they said it was decent. Maybe the vibe is different, obviously, because you're there,
and everyone's laughing, isn't it?
That kind of stuff, do you know what I mean?
And you can't film on your phone, different. So you're actually paying attention, isn't it?
So you have to focus and lock yourself in.
Like, for a whole third of it, like, man is talking about doo-doo. Like, genuinely, who is this joke's aimed at? Because man's talking about who did the doo-doo on my carpet.
It's aimed at white people.
Who did a doo doo on my carpet?
Was garbage. But aimed at white people, I'll tell you why. I found this out yesterday. So I was with my friend yesterday and then we're talking and then she was like, what did she say? She was like, I was like, have you watched the Kevin Hart thing? And she was like, yeah, I watched it. I was like, shit in it. And she's like, yeah, it wasn't that great, like it was dead. Blah, 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 blah. And then she's like, yeah, nah. But I spoke to my friend and then she was like, it was sick. It was really funny. It was hilarious. And I was like, what? She's white, innit? She was like, yeah. I was like, oh, there you go. Now I know what demographic he's fucking going for.
You have to be like extremely high. What's
wrong with that?
No, just like extremely high or white.
Yeah, it's
saying you're it's white or white.
It is like,
no, because the joke, like,
they're safe. They're really safe and cheesy. They're like, proper cheesy jokes.
You know how like black comedians normally like make jokes about the black community and stuff like that?
Yeah,
none of that was being made. Everything was to do with his dog or
to do with him, yeah,
or his family. It's nothing to do about you. You want to hear about the soul things going in?
I don't mind hearing about you.
I thought your mum were going to say something completely different.
I don't want to hear about you through the whole thing. Like, I just don't. Like, why do I want to hear about you through the whole thing? It don't make no sense. Like, allow it. Go away.
Yeah, I was 10 minutes from finishing, and all I heard is snoring on my arm. My girl fell asleep.
Bro, it was actually dead.
She fell asleep. She don't know me.
I said it was that dead that she started.
She started snoring.
She started picking up habits.
Yeah, habits. My habits.
That is bad. So that's, what? That's not worth watching, now.
You could watch it.
You could
and then get your own review. Yeah, because you know what I mean. Like, you might think differently. You actually might find it funny. Like, but like, yeah, man. If I was high, I might have found it funny, but it weren't funny at all.
I wish I was high when I watched it, man.
I watched a comedian the other day.
Who?
That there was a comedian I watched the other day, and then he was like, before he got on stage, a woman had a seizure, and then literally when he got on stage, he literally roasted her for the
whole having a seizure.
Yeah, that's just funny.
Was it a live comedy show that you went to?
Yeah, it was live. Like it was.
Did you go to it?
No. It was on YouTube.
Okay, cool.
And he literally just making fun of her the whole time, like so jokes, like that's the type of shit I want to see. Like shit that's like people will get offended by. Like
that's what comedy's supposed to be. It's supposed to be offensive and hilarious.
That's what I'm saying, man. I'm not here for no safe. Like, get out of here,
man. I don't want to hear about poo.
But yeah, man, Kevin Hart's dead. But as I said earlier, like he's getting he's doing a, I think a podcast with his other brethren that do comedy as well. So that could be good.
I swear one of his guys called Spank.
What, DJ Spanking?
What? What? Where's it DJ? Man's making up things now.
Rex. There's actually a DJ called DJ Spanking. Spanking.
Like, is that your bedroom name? Is that your bedroom name?
I've already been mentioned.
I said, Rex got a bedroom name.
He's got a bedroom name.
Bedroom name? You're even mad. You're even real bad.
Is that what you call yourself? DJ Spanking?
DJ Spanking. You're even mad.
Call me Rex Spanks.
Rex Banks.
Yeah, Spank. Ranks. Yeah, Ranks. Anyway.
Shout out to DJ Spank. So
would you let her like another guy fuck your girl for 10 million?
No.
Fuck my girl for 10 million. Is that's not my choice?
So
would you be cool with your girl fucking another guy for 10 million? That was a movie on this. You remember this movie? That was a movie. Oh,
A movie?
Yeah.
You're watching mad porn, innit?
There was an actual movie. I can't remember what it was called. I'll try and find out later. But basically, yeah, it was like the same kind of situation. These guys were broke. So this couple was mad. They're broke. And they needed peas. They went to the casino and met this rich dude. Basically, the dude liked the guy's wife. I was like, oh, okay, listen, if you could spend one night with me.
You've been watching Bang Bros, isn't it?
No.
That sounds like Bang Bros, bro. It sounds like a Bang Bros thing.
Bro. Yeah, go ahead, sorry,
I'll tell you what. But anyway, yeah, basically, he said, would you spend the night with me I'll give you like, let's say 10 mil. I'll give you 10 mil. And yeah, you guys can live your life afterwards. And it's basically happened. And basically, she done it. But obviously, the relationship broke down.
It sounds like Reality Kings.
It sounds.
Brazers. You might know the drops.
Brazers.
I know Reality Kings.
You hear it.
Yo, that sounds mad.
Don't use my Wi-Fi to search for that.
Rats watches the whole movie, you know. Rats watches the whole porno.
Who watches the whole porno?
You don't like stories?
I don't
watch the whole thing, but I like to see how
man
you got
don't
there.
Nah, bro, I don't like.
I like to see how you got
sometimes
there.
Sometimes you
want to
know. How they
I want to know. I don't know.
I don't like just falling
get,
into.
Get straight
the,
to,
I
get
know.
Straight to the fucking man.
I know. Get straight to the
person. I'm already disgusted with myself. I know why I'm here.
I'm gonna sit through and find out why are you. Get out of here, man.
For me to find out your story, lad.
Just get
out. Right, I'm out of here.
I need to know, man. I need to know how man beat.
Huh?
Man might have beat. Like, how did he get to the beat?
She's being paid. That's how she got. That's how he got to the beat. She's getting paid.
Nah, because if it was a normal way, like some normal standard way, then I want to kind of see a way that maybe I ain't done before. Like, man, fucking like saved her, and then she let him beat.
What kind of madness
like
is this?
Saved her from a burning building, and then she let him beat.
What kind of porno?
What kind of porno
you seeing in it? I want to know how you. Got
what
it.
Production value has the porno you got watch it? Like you're
HD,
watching
HD 4K.
Yeah, I know. Wow. But
anyway, I'm not even gonna say that right now. Anyway, let's go back to what we were saying. Anyway, 10 million. Would you let another guy fuck your girl?
That's a hard one. That's a sticky one still.
Yeah, it's a sticky one. I think me and my girl I'd have to talk about this.
No, you got to make the decision. It's like a dead on kind of thing. Like a guy comes up to you in a casino, like where
like the porno.
Like, yeah, but like Reality Kings. So basically like Reality Kings, yeah, like the guy comes up to you and your girl in a casino, obviously, you get me, you just lost like bare money, and he comes up to you and says, listen, like, give me, I like your girl. Like,
can't you wear a femi don?
Yeah, obviously condoms and that.
Can she wear a femidom?
Can
she wear a femidom?
He wants to hit it raw.
Why?
Can she wear a femidom?
No, he wasn't, what, a bin liner?
Yeah.
No, he wants to hit it raw.
Ah, that's a sticky one still. That is a sticky one. 10 mil though.
10 mil.
10 mil on the table.
10 mil. He's like, yeah, just listen, 10 mil.
Into my bank account or hers? That's why I need to break it down. My bank account or hers, because she might try to do a Mazza and just leave me because I let her do it.
And she might just stay with this man.
Let's just say it's cash.
Cash.
10 mil cash.
Yeah, yeah, so I'm taking 5 mil.
Yeah, you can split it even. Should you split it even?
Of course. No, I'm asking.
This is a moral thing. She's doing the fucking.
So what, she gets more?
7 mil.
She might get more.
7 mil?
Yeah.
So you're getting free?
Yeah.
Nah, man, she's got to get 6. I need 4. So, I need at least 4.
So think about it technically. Think about it technically. You're getting 4 mil. And your girl just got beat up by... My girl slept with people for free in the past, so.
Wow!
That's so funny.
I'm living in the edge. I'm living in the edge right now, but.
That's so funny.
No one's girl's a virgin. Dumb. No one's girl's a virgin, isn't it? So.
Oh my!
That's very cheap. Days. Mad.
Wow.
Oh my god.
You make her sound mad still.
I wasn't even trying to make my girl sound mad like that, because that's not how she is, but.
No, but I get what you're trying to say.
That's what I'm saying. Like,
no, we're not trying to hear it. We know how you got
it. Listen, I would say,
10 mil.
For the team.
Luke's man, no, he's sweating. Man's sweating.
I'd be like, babes, for the team, go.
Because like,
but she might not want to do it though.
If she
don't want to do it, I'll be mad.
No, it's an instant.
I'll be secretly bare mad. Like, it'll just be bare ag for a whole month. Like, yo, man, there's 10 million in front of me, and you just didn't want to bust it wide quick. Like,
you want to bust that wide? You want to bust it open?
But you'd have to fight him after. You have to fight him.
Or just hit him with a 10 mil box.
Get a hit on him.
It's the money in the back. It's the money in the back. I'm catching it in.
If he's throwing away 10 mil, people are going to come looking for you. Like, imagine just throwing away 10 mil for a beat.
So wait, hold on. So what, Fabs? You're like a beat?
Now there's bare other questions here. Like, why is he giving you 10 mil for your girl?
Because he wants to beat your girl, bro.
There's so many other girls in the world.
He wants yours. Nah, he wants to test relationships. Bro. He's seen it. This is like in the movie. The guy wanted to test these two's relationship.
He's a sicko.
Yeah.
Really remembers this Reality Kings thing, bro.
Man. Yeah, man, really.
Immersed.
Bro, I'll post the link. I'll tell you, man, the link.
You know when you have your favourite one, man just goes to every time. Man just
you got a porn up subscription, innit? Hey! You got a porn up subscription.
Yeah. Anyway.
LimeWire.
Downloading porn from LimeWire is mad. Did you do that?
What? Nah.
I did, yeah.
Nah. I went onto straight porn websites and got bagged almost and blamed it on my brother.
Did you do that back in the day?
Nah, man.
Nah, you could still.
Nah, because from when I did downloaded music and my laptop was moving crazy, I'm not going to download porn. Things that are hella illegal.
I definitely fucked up a couple of my laptops then. Mm. 100%.
Like, I destroyed one from LimeWire. From music on LimeWire. That's it. So if I'm going to do porn, I wasn't going to do porn.
The music was there and then I figured out that you could download porn. And it was
massive. Yeah, some by accident.
But then you delete it.
Ooh, you man didn't know about the cheat code. Go on porn and your PSP. Cheat codes to laugh. That no one's getting no viruses but my PSP.
No, but listen, so what? You're letting a beat, Fabs. You're letting a beat.
For 10 mil?
Yeah, it's on the table.
We're definitely having a lengthy conversation about it.
You said you're not allowed to have a conversation. That's what you just said to me.
No, but like, I mean, like in that moment, like, you get me? Because you're allowed, obviously, you'll be allowed to, like, if he says, yeah, I want to do it, like, blah, 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 you'll literally be able to just go, that's what you're saying. You know what I was like?
What are you saying?
Listen,
I'm not saying nothing. I'm letting my girl answer.
We could buy that house.
If my girl answers, whatever she says,
you can get that mortgage.
It isn't
Would you be cool with her doing it?
Nah, I'll fight. I'd have to fight. I'll be angry, but we'll be up.
But you got to watch as well.
No, you're moving freaky, man. What's wrong with you? Oh, man,
you gotta be in the room.
You're a cuckold.
You gotta be in the room.
You become a cuckold.
You don't have to watch.
I'm not a cuckold.
You just gotta be in the room. You just gotta be in the room.
I'm becoming a cuckold.
You just gotta be in the room.
Are you a cuckold?
Is it better? It's better to be
Are you a cuckold?
It's better to be in the room.
Are you saying cuckold or cockroach?
Cuckold.
It's better to be in the room, though.
I think it's called a cuckold.
It's better to be in the room.
Why is it better to be in the room?
Because then, like, you can, like, approve of certain things. Like, brother, nah, you ain't.
Nah, bro, you can't talk to.
So you want the scent of Don?
Don said you have to. She has to spend the night with me, so she's got to be.
No, just a beat. It's just a beat.
Yeah, it's actually come to the room. She's busting it down, and then yeah.
Yeah, she's not sleeping there.
Yeah, but she might not be able to sleep with me for a while. But like, with 10 mil, I'll sleep with the 10 mil.
This is your wife. Are we talking about wife or are you talking about girl? My girlfriend. My god, oh, bust it open for Yana.
Yeah?
Bust it open. Bust it. Let me get that buddy real quick as well.
No, because
I'm learning about my friends.
I don't know because it's a dilemma. Because if I do want to go into marry this woman eventually, man, it's going to be lingering in my head that man just gave up all my morals for some dirty man to be just
buying new morals on Amazon, bro.
I'm prime it.
Yeah, bro. Prime. Yeah, man. You get me?
Yeah, man.
I hear that still.
Yeah, it would be, she makes the decision.
I think for me, I could do. If it was my girl, I can do it, but I think it'll break down relationship.
Yeah, it hurts her pom pom.
You think?
Yeah, man.
How though?
We'll both be rich, but yeah, like.
You sold your pom pom, man.
And that, them kind of things linger in my head. Like,
but think about it though, sometimes selling your pom pom might be better. Like, I just think, yeah, like, some of these girls. Now, think about it. Some of these girls, yeah, that are here doing the whole for free. And you're getting paid for it.
So, escort.
Yeah. Whatever you want to call
for
it.
One night, yeah.
Whatever you like.
I think.
But, like, some of these girls out here literally hoeing every weekend. They're going out, fucking a couple men at the weekend. Going about doing their 9 to 5.
For a Jaeger.
For a couple of Jaegers. And then for free. This is for free. You could be making some dosh.
That's a dosh.
Yeah. Could have some good pussy there, man.
But I think personally, it'll break down.
It'll break down a relationship, man.
For me, it'll break down. 10 mil.
You could rebuild that, man.
Bro, the same
listen,
girl.
At least for 1 million, you can buy that thing from Men in Black that erases memories. So we're good. I don't even understand what you're talking about, man. Think. Think outside the box, man.
Alright, cool.
That's what I'm saying. But you said something about marriage, yeah?
I didn't say it.
No, you did. You said, are we married or we think?
Oh, yeah,
right?
We're married, yeah.
Cool. So I was reading something the other day. This could be interesting for you guys. Are you guys into marriage?
We've had this conversation before.
Yeah, we have, innit?
I said it's Babylon law, innit? But I'm still going to get married.
You're still going to get married, cool?
My parents want me to get married.
Yeah? What does that mean? I don't even know what that means.
Yeah, man.
I'm going to get married. No, I don't know, man, but my mom and dad want me to get married, innit? Like, my mom and dad preferred.
I'm joking.
They'll prefer it for
my mom and dad want me to get married.
I'm not sure, that's different. But yeah, my mom was like, she's pressing, like, not pressing, but she wants it to happen. But sure, yeah, I personally think I will do that for
her. Yeah, I think you will, yeah? Babylon law, man.
Right, cool. What would it take for you to get to that point, then?
Huh?
What would it take for you to get to that point?
Mad. You're moving mad. Is that your thing? Your female messaging you? The girl that you're gonna marry?
You're bugging.
The girl you're gonna marry?
She heard you, bro.
She heard you.
You're bugging.
She heard you.
Skirt. Anyway.
So how do you get there? What's gonna take you to get there?
I don't. She needs to find those keys and unlock them. I can't be giving away the gems like that. Because at the end of the day, as I said, the marriage is just a certificate. It doesn't.
Right.
It becomes it's all legal issues.
Okay, well, right, so you kind of said, like, yo, there's problems in marriage, isn't it? Like,
yeah.
If married, there is sort of like an issue.
It just opens the doors to more issues.
Signing away your life sort of kind of thing.
Mm-hmm.
Ish. Yeah. You get me? Have you heard of civil partnerships?
Is that when you're like, you're tied to each other, but you're not him going for a whole marriage?
Civil partnerships they're only for same-sex marriages.
Oh, for homosexual people?
Yeah, they're only for same-sex marriages. But recently, so basically it gives you, civil partnerships give you the same things that marriage gives you. So, like, you know what I mean? Like, it gives you the same cover that, you know.
Legality, well, for so, like, legal wise.
Yeah, like, so if you had, like, a mortgage and stuff like that, like, it gives you all of that, like, coverage. The same thing as a marriage does. They recently made it so that straight couples can have civil partnerships.
That's a marriage.
It's not a marriage.
What's the difference between a civil?
It's not much difference, but you're not married. Like, you're not married.
So you don't have to exchange rings, I'm guessing.
No, it's not like that. So it's literally just, because that's what they did for.
You just basically agree it.
Basically,
agree
just they did it for
gay people. I know.
So that they can kind of feel like
obviously they want to be married. Yeah,
they got the same benefits.
But they do exchange rings in the
yeah, they do in civil partnerships. They do.
Yeah, it's a similar kind of concept.
Yeah,
but
yeah.
It's not.
I think.
So now you don't have to get married.
I'll get married. I'd rather get married.
Why?
I'd rather say that I'm married and I'm, that's my civil partner. Or that's my... If I'm going to do one or the other, I'm getting married.
Your relationship is just basically legal.
That's what marriage is. That's what I said marriage is. Babylon law.
But you're not married, though. Like, it's not the same. So it's not the same, but you have the same sort of benefits.
It's a different title, but it's the same... It's the same thing.
It's like... So...
You just said it was, though, no?
No, but you're like... Say, you're still boyfriend and girlfriend, but you're just...
Do your Googles, bro.
It's literally... Go on, do it. Go on. I'm literally haven't said anything wrong. Look, I've got it here. Here, man.
A civil partnership is a legal relationship which can be registered by two people of the same sex. If you are in a same-sex relationship, registering a civil partnership will give you a relationship legal recognition. This will give you the added legal rights as well as responsibilities. Mm-hmm. Let me type in straight.
No, it's all the same. It's the same thing.
Why is straight couples choosing... civil partnerships, and I'm into some magazine that's gonna trying to steal all my data.
No, I got something.
I'm accepting them cookies. Do you man accept the cookies?
No.
Sometimes.
I accept them cookies.
I like cookies. I get some declined. Milk. I get some milk and then we gone. Basically, this couple, I was reading the paper, and this couple, they got their first civil partnership, basically. They were the first people to do it. And basically, well, what they were saying is that they didn't fancy the whole, you know, the whole idea of marriage didn't suit them. You know what I mean? Like, they felt like they were more partners, like, in, you know what I mean? Like, they have kids, they have a family, but they felt like more like partners. They had, you know what I mean? They had a mortgage, they had all of these things that they needed to have, like, obviously, you know, the backing that you get when you are married, innit? They needed that, innit? And they didn't fancy being married. Like, so this was a great fit for them. And the fact that you can do it, they were saying basically the fact that you can do it now is great because now you have the option of either or. Like, you know, one thing I didn't do research on, which I should have before I came here, but yeah, is if in a civil partnership, if say you broke up, is it just a breakup or is it like... And I'm sure that's something that would be different, which could be a benefit as well. You see what I'm saying? So, but it's the same. It's the same, but it's not the same.
The only thing that's different, the only thing that seems different to me is that they don't have a big wedding.
Like, you could probably have a party still.
So yeah, but you don't have a traditional wedding like down the aisle, that kind of stuff. Which I'd rather go down that method than rather just doing
a civil
partnership. Yeah, it's a partnership. It's a bit like
it.
I don't know.
Cohabitation contracts. If you wish to formalise aspects of your status with a partner, you can draw up a cohabitation contract or living together agreement which outlines the rights of your obligations you have towards each other. A cohabitation contract may be difficult to enforce legally, particularly while you are still together. However, a contract may be useful to remind you of your original intentions or if you split up.
Okay. So you just write up a contract. That's different. That's not the same.
Oh, you both write up a contract, sign it, and then it's a bit of a sting part.
Yeah, so... Yeah, like... Okay, cool. So that's the thing that's different then. So it's not like it a thing where, like, if you break up, like, she would just get bare of your shit. It's not like that.
Okay, debts. Living together. Neither partner is liable for the other's debt unless one acted as a guarantor or other agreed...
Right.
Or joint liability. However, your partner can be liable for debts relating to council tax or social fund loans.
Okay, see? Okay. So, you know, it could be... It's a different option. It's a... You know what I mean? Like, it's a...
It's a different option. Which
it's a different option, and I think a lot of people would... Yeah, I think a lot of people would flock towards that because a lot of people are together for a long time just being, like, they're just boyfriend and girlfriend for a long time, innit? Like, they're not married. But there's certain things that they may want to do that they can't do.
Mm-hmm.
And to know that they could actually possibly get a civil partnership is one of those things. I think I read that they have to approve it. So, like, they have to... I guess you have to jump through some hoops for them to approve it so you get it. But, so it's not like, say, a marriage. You know, if you want to get married, you just got to pay for it, innit?
Yeah.
Yeah.
But I think this is different. I think they have to approve it some way. So you maybe have to take some sort of test or...
Well, at least you ain't got to spend all that money.
If a couple split, and disagree about who owns possessions, any household goods, except money, security. That's nonsense. It's not money, though.
Nah.
Nah. So anything, basically, whatever you come into the relationship with, that's not money, you leave with it.
That's because you're not exactly married. Like,
yeah.
You see what I'm saying? But it just gives you that, you know what I mean? That same, you get me?
Get married, man. If you're same, if you're not same sex, what's the point?
No, but why though?
It's like it's the hipster marriage.
Why is it a hipster marriage?
Because you're like, we didn't get married, but we're basically what the same.
Right, so okay, cool. So why do you want to get married?
I don't want to get what.
No, I'm saying like, I don't particularly want to get married. No, I'm not saying you. I'm saying in general, like, why would you want to get married? Why would someone want to get married?
Because they're. The actual thing, the thing about marriage,
it's perfect, like, yeah, but like it's your like it could be your tradition.
It's a religious like, or traditional thing, yeah.
There's various.
All right, if it's not religion, if it's not because I hear that religion and stuff like that, cool. Yeah. If it's not religion and you're just someone, like you're not really religious, you're just someone who just you know what I mean, blah blah blah. Why would you want to get married? Usually because you're in love and you wanna you know. Be a union, like you want to join everything together and you get me, be it as one, right? But this is kind of giving you the opportunity to do that maybe possibly sooner than say all of that. So you would, what I'm saying? Like you could actually be like if I was going out with someone for say 8 years, you know what I mean? Like if we got a civil partnership, you know what I mean? Like it'd literally be like we're married and we could do everything a married couple could do. All the benefits that a married couple gets, we could have, but we're not. And then, you get me, we could still build and grow and, you get me, like, I don't know, but I think it's...
Would you be in a civil partnership?
I'd consider it if I had more information.
Just be more inclined.
Rather than,
I think, yeah, I think, no, I know. Because I didn't know much about it before, because I guess it was just for same-sex marriage, isn't it? So, I didn't do any reading into it, but when I saw that, I was like, when I was reading the paper, I was like, oh, okay, rah.
And you're into it because you're kind of more inclined to it because you don't want to get married.
No, it's not that. Like, it's not that I don't want to get married, but like I just don't
see the whole point of that.
Think about it like so hard. Like yeah, I definitely want to get married. Or whatever, like, that, yeah. You know what I'm saying?
Yeah.
I think you got to get to a
I'm point sure more stuff will come out in it.
Like, yeah, when more stuff comes out.
But it does sound interesting.
There's been three couples in the UK that have done it so far. So
and you're gonna be one of
who me?
You're gonna be more. You're gonna be adding to that.
Jeez.
No, what's it? Jeez.
No, Jacob.
What?
Be in the papers.
Be in the papers.
Right. I had a question. Flipping. Do you man think it's necessary to tell your other half about all of your female friends which you've had? All the female friends you have.
Yeah.
Do you think it's important to tell her?
Yeah, very important.
Yeah.
Because if you have bare random girls, well, not random, if you have bare girls or females contacting you or calling you, there's going to be questions asked and you're going to put yourself...
So, okay, cool. So say you have a friend, yeah.
Yeah.
You guys dated for a bit. It never actually got to like...
Me and a female friend?
Yeah.
You never we're not friends.
Hold on.
Say what?
We're not friends.
What did you say?
We're not friends.
What did you say?
So I haven't even finished.
I know exactly what you said.
The question again.
I can't remember what I was going to say now. Imagine if you had a female friend.
Yeah.
You and her dated, like you and her couple dates, like maybe cinema or whatever. Why are you laughing? You dated for a bit. You never beat on that. Like you never actually had sex. You never engaged in any in that kind of stuff. But you turned out to be good friends afterwards, right? You're still friends, like you still communicate like, how you were. It's never like that, but it's, do you know what I mean? It's like that right now. Do you think it's necessary? Would you tell your partner that? Oh, right, like we dated together, but she's my friend now.
There's an issue there because there was clear like from my perspective as the guy that's openly in a relationship, innit?
Openly in relationships, not in full blown relationships. You know what I mean?
Mm. All right.
Openly talking about this kind of stuff.
All right. Cool. Oh my days. Niggas are dancing.
I'm fucking done.
So personally, I wouldn't. I wouldn't feel comfortable that she's friends of a guy that she's dated or seen like that in the bars, because their initial attraction was, might have been lustful,
but it was there.
And there was initial attraction for some reason.
Yeah.
So I personally wouldn't be comfortable with that. So I don't really want to be putting her in the same position. Like, I know it might be innocent and whatnot, and it's understandable, but I wouldn't really want to be putting her in the same position where I'm friends with. It depends so how long we're friends. It depends how long we're friends for as well.
Right, right.
Depends how long what?
Me and this person was friends. If me and her dated when I was like 14, then that's a different scenario. But so if I'm a big...
You guys dated when you were 18. You're 26. So let's say you dated for like 4 years ago. You still stay in touch. You're still friends. Like, we still holler at each other. Right,
4 years ago. So I'll be 22.
No, you're sick. You're 20. You're 20, 26 now. So
no, but four years. Yeah, I would be 22 at the time I met her. So, there's, like, I know my intentions at 22.
Yeah.
If I'm trying to holler a female...
Have a change.
My intentions have changed, but I'm saying, if I'm trying to holler a female at 22, I'm trying to beat.
Mm.
And if I move to her and she friends on me, or vice versa, then there was a clear attraction at the beginning. I don't know. I don't know where I'm going with this, to be honest.
I just want to know, are you going to tell her? Are you going to tell her, like, listen, boom, babes?
You have to be honest. Yeah, you have to be honest and say, all right, cool, me and her dated prior. Because if she meets the friend and say, oh, they got drunk together once and said, oh, me and him did a thing at the beginning, but this is long ago, you're in for a shit storm. You're in for...
Catfight.
They might gang up on you. Yes. You're the one taking all the L's. So, yeah, I think it's a good idea.
I don't think you have to tell.
You don't think you have to tell?
I think you can keep that one in the tuck. Keep it under wraps. All you have to do is say, that's my friend, and just leave it at that.
Keep it as
because she's your friend.
No, but...
At that point in time, she's your friend. She doesn't need to know that, we used to date, you know.
Females are good at finding
things out. Yeah, that's what I'm saying.
How?
So, they're detectives. They're Batman in their prime. Never going to find out.
No, because you don't, like, literally, you lot are friends. So there's no point saying it. Like,
Say if you got Instagram. How long have you had Instagram for? Are you going to go all the way back in your timeline to any pictures that you might have had with this friend? Like, they might have been just your friend, but there might have been some pictures that are kind of mad or kind of that she might like, oh, like, why is she commenting on this or why is she doing this? Because you know how females do investigating.
Got to take that down. Why is that even up? Take that down.
But then, yeah, that's true. That's one. But like, that's definitely one. But like, just playful, innit? Back then we were playful.
Nah, man, that ain't cutting it.
That back then we were playful.
Playful.
Man.
That comment ain't cutting it.
That comment ain't cutting like, bro, that ain't cutting nothing.
What were you playing?
What were you playing at? What were you playing at? That's the question you're gonna get. What were you playing at?
Mario Kart. I don't know, but that's a bare specific, so I don't know if that would actually happen.
That's a sticky one.
Like, still. you wouldn't you'll just say, like, because that conversation...
No, because you could have a female friend right now that's probably close to you and you might have dated her, say, back in the past.
I'm not going to say to anyone that I'm dating, like, yo, like, we used to date in the past. I'm just not going to say that. I'm just going to say that we're friends.
But she
like,
asked
my people.
Why she asked, have you guys did anything in the past? What are you going to say?
I said no.
So you'll tell a lie.
It's not a lie.
That is a lie.
No, it's not.
Listen, it's a lie.
Oh, sorry. You didn't do a thing on the thing. It was just, you went on a couple of
dates. Yeah, you did
a
couple of dates. That was it.
Yeah. Okay. Yeah.
We just went out, whatever, and then we just didn't work.
I don't think it's essential. Like, I wouldn't like go about my way to tell her, like, oh, listen, this is her, and this is, do you know what I mean? I wouldn't do that, but if she asks us for it, I have to tell her, like,
it might cause more problems than do good.
So you have to be tactical with it. You got to know what you're doing.
No, but I'm saying, it might, in terms of...
You got to know what your goal is as well. Like, if your girl is like, oh, raw, like, but I think anyone will be funny in that situation.
No, even if she's the most secure, girl, you like, at the end of the day, she knows that there's another female that you're close with,
yeah,
that you've kind of clearly found her attractive to be dating her in the first place.
Mm.
For you to be saying, are we dated? Then there's going to be an issue, like, in the back of her mind. Like,
there's going to be, definitely going to be.
She's like, oh, you may be chatting shit, like.
But it's for you to cure that, like, it's for you to kind of, like, deal with that, in a sense.
Would you say that? So there's a female that you were friends with, and she asks, have you ever done the thing with the female? What would you do?
You don't need to say nothing. You just don't. There's no need.
Live our lives, man. I remember actually kind of situation kind of did happen.
Yeah.
It kind of did happen, and I didn't, it wasn't really as specific as that. I didn't.
You didn't say anything?
I didn't say anything. I said, with powers, like.
She knew you were lying. She said, powers.
I didn't say, I don't specifically say powers, like we're friends, innit? That's what I meant.
There's no point.
It's a mad move, do you know what I mean? It's a bit like.
There's no point. Just be normal.
I think.
And just don't say nothing, man. It's better that way.
I hope you don't get caught, yeah?
I hope you don't get live on the edge, live in your life. Live in your life.
No, but how can you get caught? How?
Say if they get pally one day.
Yeah.
And then she's like.
But she's your friend.
No, sometimes you get betrayed, son.
No, you don't. Female friends are quite very loyal. Pretty much.
Bro, there's the closest ones to you that do it, bro.
Nah.
Trust me.
Oh my God, that's true. But female friends are usually very loyal, and they'll literally support you, even if you're a dickhead, but they'll still support you or whatever you're doing, innit? And they won't say nothing. They'll hold your shit. So, yeah, man.
Women are spiteful as well, bro.
But they are. But like...
So you gotta take care of that. Well, not take care of it, you know what I mean? You gotta... Keep that in mind. It just depends on the women that like you got to know your friend, you got to know your girl, you got to know exactly. How they move. Do you know what I mean? If it's a thing that I feel like, right, like, I might as well just because I know my girl be onto my issue if she ever found out, like, or she was suspect something.
If that happened anyway, like you and your friend would be like for example, like say you're like to your female friend. Oh, yeah, like, yeah, I'm going out with this girl now, whatever, like, really like her, whatever. Yeah, she's going to be about on Saturday, innit, when we go to the party and that. But, oh, yeah, swear, yeah. Does she know that we dated back in the day? And I'd be like, nah, hell no. Like, why would she know that? Nah. And she'd be like, oh, okay, cool, all right, then, cool. And
but that's cool, she asks that I know that how question, to move though. Now. But that's cool, but she asks you that question, though.
If your friend asks
if
that question.
If the friend asks you, okay, cool, does she know we've done that? And you said, nah, okay, cool.
But you would even, like, you would know, though, like, you might even, like, agree to just not ever talk about it because you're not friends now.
Yeah.
Like, you might just be like, yo, like, we're friends now, we don't even need to talk about the past, like, you get me? Like, you know what I mean? That's not happening anymore. It's not set like that anymore. So there's no need to talk about that. You get me?
Cool, so if the shoe was on the other foot now, yeah? What's the game plan?
Well, if the shoe was on the other foot, it'd be the wrong foot and I'd have to switch it back, so...
so if... You're such a dickhead. So if she's got a male friend and she says it's the same thing, do you expect her to disclose that if they dated or not?
Oh, keep the same energy, man. Nah. If they dated, then...
Are you keeping the same energy, bro?
If I don't know, how the hell am I going to, like, react to it? If I know... Then I guess it's like I know.
Actually, you're right.
Yeah.
Keep the same energy. Do you know the reason why? The reason why I say that potentially is because I know how I am, innit? I know that.
If you find out,
boy, this whole thing might get shot.
But you're not gonna fuck with it, like if she had dated one of her.
Oh, no. It's a rap.
Is it?
No. I can't have a guy.
So I know someone who basically they went out with. So they're friends now. They've been friends for years. But they went out when they were like young, so like they went out with me when they were like 17.
Oh, that's
to like 20.
That's, yeah, oh, 17 that's a, to 20. Oh, like, that's a long term relationship.
And then now, like, they're older now, isn't it? Like they're older now, in their 30s, and then they're completely friends now. And they're proper friends, like best friends, isn't it? Yeah. But obviously, they have relationships, yeah. And obviously, they let the other, you know, the whoever they're seeing know that that's my friend, whatever. And they let them know, yo, like, yeah, like we used to years ago, like when we were younger. But you know what I mean? That was years ago. That's over a decade ago. That's time ago. You get me? So it's not like that now. It's literally just. Like
but in the back of your head, when they kick you, and you look at them. You catch this nigga's eye. He's still got a flame. He's still got a flame. The flame. He's still got a flame in his heart.
Nah, because like
the nigga still got a flame.
Nah, but he might.
The nigga still got a flame.
It's only worrying, yeah, if the brother's just mad single all the time and around your girl. Like, that's when it's worrying. I don't think it's a worry if the brother's just not like that, you see what I'm saying?
Because
if the brother's just mad single and just around your girl all the time, you're like, what's this guy doing? Like, if he's got a girl and he's doing his thing, and you know what I mean, that's noticeable. It's like, alright, whatever, innit? Like, yeah, it's just, it's one of those things, I don't know, like, but yeah. But like, obviously, I can see why it would be a problem. I can see why a man would wild out about it. Like, I probably wouldn't take it well. Like, I can't lie. Like, if you're telling me, yeah, like, you used to fuck this brother that you're mad cool with, like, yeah, nah, that's kind of nuts. Still, you're gonna have to lock that.
Nah, me and him have to fight.
Deal.
Me and him have to fight. Whoever wins,
fighting.
No, you have to fight.
me, not me and her. Me and the brother.
Exactly.
Me and the brother. Right,
so let me say this.
Me and the brother have to fight.
Like your girl.
Yeah.
And then she's got a girlfriend that she slept with.
Yeah, that's cool, man.
Yo, I'm done.
So bring me to the party. Bring me to the party.
It's mad. I feel like you could, then you got to keep his, I've got to keep his energy, but I'm not so threatened by that.
No, because I don't know if it's a more of a mistake or a relationship. There's a difference.
No, they used to sleep with each other. Like, they used to just be like, when they were horny, they used to just...
Oh, no, that's a relationship,
then. They used to fuck each other.
That's a relationship.
No,
that's...
they're friends. They were friends, but when they were horny and they were together, they would just, you get me, they didn't mind giving each other, but they're both straight, but they just gave each other a piece.
They're not straight. That's a... Nah, nah, that's an oxymoron.
I'm not giving her the piece then, and then
that's an oxymoron. They're both not straight. If they continue to fuck each other, if it was more than once and it was a continue thing, they're not both straight.
You're right. Because if you take if you're a man and you suck a dick one time, you're gay. Right?
You're instantly gay. There's no.
That's disgusting.
Even if you're,
as soon as you put it in your mouth, you're done.
Bruv, if you brush past another man's piece, you're gay.
Exactly.
Instantly.
That's very funny still. Your girl, yeah, did that though.
She's getting turned out by a girl. Man, their relationship is kind of techie then.
It needs to be done.
No, but it was something that they did when they were younger.
It's techie. You're not friends.
No, but they could spark up that up again, isn't it?
Yeah.
Spark that up again.
You can't handle that.
Oh yeah, Rax ain't giving me the D tonight. So what are you saying?
Oh, I'd say like, let me give her the D once.
Rax don't lip pumps.
Let me give her the D once, and then that way everyone's fair.
Let's find the loopholes.
That's a good one. Would you do that then? If you don't eat pumps, so then your girl, like, you get me, has a girlfriend that would
eat pumps.
Like, would you let her do that so she gets her fix that way?
No, she sounds like a bitty blood.
Yeah. That's exactly what she is.
Nah.
You want to let her get her fix?
No.
You're giving her the dick still. She still wants dick, but she wants to get that as well. You're not willing to do it. So.
I eat nani, so.
I eat still.
Rats.
What you saying,
Rex, return to you.
Jeez, I don't know. Nah, she might have to teach me or something.
Let your girl go peck and pumplex, man.
Nah, man.
Come on, bro.
She might have to teach me how to eat the nuts, because that's crazy.
Is it?
She might have to teach it.
Okay! No,
progress.
No, it's not progress, because we're never going to be in that situation, but you know what I mean? She has to teach me then. And plus, if I do that, then it has to be long term. That's long term. That's wifey for lifey.
Alright, cool. I was gonna ask you, man.
Ridiculous.
I was gonna ask you, man. Like, have you, man, ever been into like a laundry? I think I might have asked this prior podcast. Have you, man, ever been to like a lingerie shop with a female?
No.
Yeah.
Or like a sex shop?
I think so.
How
lingerie shop? Sorry, not like an actual sex.
Like Ann Summers. Have you ever been Ann Summers or somewhere like that?
Yeah.
Alright, cool. How did you feel when you were in there?
Like, I shouldn't be in it.
Yeah, but so I went on Saturday. Freak man, yeah, that's me.
Jesus.
So I went on Saturday, and yeah, man, I had to keep my eyes to the ceiling, my arms crossed, eyes on my phone.
Really, a place for men,
though? Yeah, no, I felt mad uncomfortable. Like, yeah. There was just dildos everywhere.
That's yeah.
I sent you man a picture. There was like a dildo rolling on the floor.
Why was
that? A vibrator on the floor. Nah, bruv. It started rolling. It started rolling towards us. The vibrator was moving mad. Some guy picked it up, put it in back in the socket place, come back on the floor all of a sudden again. I don't know what's happening. There was an Asian brother in there looking at dildos of his thing. I don't know what was happening.
Some people are into that kinky shit, man.
Would you ever would you ever go dildo shopping with your
Wait, what? Who was it that was looking for the dildos?
The Asian brother was his.
I'm so dead. Oh my god, it's trying to get the big thing.
He's trying to get the strap on.
No.
The strap on is bigger than your finished.
Yeah, the strap one's bigger than you. That's
mad.
Yeah,
man.
You need to get one of them extra smalls or something. Get a rabbit or something.
So, Fab, you said you've been into one. How did you feel when you were in there?
Nah, I felt mad weird. It's when I got the candle, innit?
Okay.
Weird, man. Because you go in there, you're kind of like...
I was smiling still, I'm not lying. I felt like a creep.
You just feel like a creep. You do. You just feel like one.
Because I
just felt like I shouldn't be in it. Like,
I saw panties with the pum pum hole cut out, and I was like, yeah.
Like, yo, I don't want to see. No.
Oh yeah, I was intrigued.
I was intrigued.
But I was like, I didn't want to show it. I was too intrigued by it. Do you know what I mean?
There was whips in that.
Then, yeah. No,
I'm not gonna lie. Yeah, I prefer when the underwear is on.
What?
Yeah. I don't know.
No, I like it when
something about it, like the underwear is on.
I like when the crotch is missing.
When that's all missing and it's just the underwear that I loved, I like that.
It's mad still.
I like that. That's better than naked for me.
It's mad still.
That's like suspenders.
Sometimes that's better.
They're crazy. They're crazy. Yeah. They bring up the game crazy levels.
Yeah.
That's
better
than naked. When the thing's attached to the
reality kings. Jesus Christ. Okay.
Pornhub.
Jesus. Okay. Everybody say yeah.
Are you not seeing the video?
Yeah.
Uncle is being mad.
Everybody say yeah.
I saw a man at the butt with his hand at one point.
Yeah. Oh my god.
Uncle was moving mad.
Uncle boy. Jesus Christ. What were you just saying?
Yeah, I was talking about sex shops. Oh, what else? I'm pretty sure we're...
Yeah, man, can't. Yeah, you just feel like a mad creep in there. Like.
I can't say that for too long.
So yeah, another thing. So, I went Victoria's Secrets, like... Yeah, I'm all mad in these lingerie shops. Are they closing down?
Apparently.
Yeah, my girl needs to hit that up for the closing down sale. Yeah.
They need to hit DFS.
What's closing down?
Victoria's Secret.
They're closing down?
Yeah.
Serious?
Yeah, because they don't cater to a certain type of woman.
Plus size.
Yeah. So, like, they're losing money. Victoria's Secret was always, like, skinny. The eye, like, you know what I mean? The ideal woman. Mm. And obviously, that's not how things are now. So, you know what I mean? People like thicker women usually or whatever like that. Innit? Or the thicker woman is winning more. Let's say that.
Big up the thick women.
Shout out to the thick women.
Thick sums.
And, thick. And, yeah. So, Victoria's Secret is losing. Because they don't do certain sizes.
Now they got... They
got good stuff in there, but they don't do certain sizes.
No, they got the sizes, man.
Oh no, they do.
They're crazy down. That's mad. Though.
Anyway,
well, you been in there, yeah? Recently?
Yeah, I was saying to you. Yeah, so I went in there, and it was a mazza. Like I went in there, and I was mad awkward. There was one black dude in the whole shop operating, moving crazy. So I was in the shop to all the foreign ladies. Like, if you need anything, darling, I got you. Just come to me. So.
Nigerian.
No, he's like French.
Okay.
That was a terrible accent I just put on. Terrible French accent.
I don't know what accent that was.
He's telling all the ladies to come to him now. I'm there with my lady, looking at this nigga. Said, "Don't," but she ain't coming to you, my guy. She ain't coming to
you. He worked there?
Yes.
I said they let men work there. You that is nuts. They let men work in Victoria's Secret.
Yeah, and he's...
Yeah, my man got to work too.
He was a mover and shaker. He looked like he was getting all the numbers. He was moving to a thing. He was chatting to this old...
I should have worked in there when I was younger. That would have been a cold first job.
It would have been college though. He got all the things. But...
Yeah.
So I was in there. I was waiting for my girl to try something on now. And then... I see two older... One again, older Asian done and an older white man come in, and they're just out here looking at underwear, and I just thought that was creepy. Would you go to an underwear shop with another one of your dons?
No, are you crazy? Like, what are we doing here? Like, I'm confused. Like, what are we doing here?
Yo, Rex, what size is your girl? Size, yeah. Oh no, here you go, man. That's done.
Yo, Rax, I think you're going to look good in this, you know. Here you go, bro.
I was I was perplexed when I saw this. Let me see if I got a picture of it.
Man said, we're going, no.
I was perplexed.
That's mad, bruv.
I was perplexed. I took a picture of it. 1 second.
Let my me... boy knows what I'm, like, what she's throwing on when she's going to beat like tonight. No, no, no. She knows what, you know what kind of the suspenders are as well. No, no, no.
These two brothers.
I like man's stance though. Man was focused. That means real focus.
Right, arms crossed.
Yeah, yeah. That's real focus and determination to get what he wants. Like, he definitely know. Like, he's like, I'm in here to do a job.
I'm in here to do a job. Yeah.
Yeah, yeah, yeah.
So I was standing there waiting at the change rooms, waiting for my lady. And
maybe
then
they got. Maybe they're like, I don't know. Like, she asked to pick up a bra, and he's just going there to like. Which
one, but you got to try on bras. They try on bras.
Yeah.
Or girls.
Yeah.
What do you mean they do this phone?
Know their size and done, innit? You go M&S, you get measured up one day, and then yeah, and you get measured up every now and again.
It's like boxers.
Bigger.
It's like boxers, man. If you get a Primark boxers or
you try on boxers.
Calvin's. No, not try on boxers, but
for fuck's sake, hold on to
the fitting's not the same, innit?
The fitting's not the same, innit? The Calvin's don't fit like the Primark's.
That's true. But like, whatever, still.
Like, you.
I get what you're saying. Yeah, I get what you're saying.
Why isn't that matter? Unhygienic?
Huh? No, but I assume they have like samples. Like
tester bra.
Yeah. So who tries on the bare things? Try on them tester bra.
Oh shit! Yeah.
But also, when you get measured up, you don't have to get measured up and take off your bra. Like, I think you take off your bra, sorry, and they can measure up like
with
it. And they do tech measure and they do your. Right,
bust,
all that kind of stuff.
Do
you know what I mean?
This brings me to, because I was having this conversation. Yeah, this is mad left here, but fuck it. Innit?
Well, we ain't spoke about no music in this podcast.
Fuck music. Yeah, okay. Fuck music.
No, there ain't no music.
Fuck music. Get podcast.
Go on.
But anyway, so I was having this conversation with someone the other day, and they were like, "So what were we talking about?" So we were just basically talking about, you know, when you go poo. Yeah.
What kind of conversation?
Right, so just listen, because we're talking about hygiene. Yeah, just a second ago, yeah. Right? So so when you go poo, obviously, you know, you're meant to use wipes. Like, you're meant to, you get me, use wipes down there, innit? Like, you know, well, just meant to use tissue. Nah, I meant, like, when you're going poo, like, you're not meant to just use tissue. You're meant to use wipes, because you need moisture there. You have to do that. If you don't do it, it's minor. It doesn't matter. Most people don't do it.
You wet the tissue then?
How?
Nah, because wet tissue doesn't work, because it just falls apart.
My sink and my toilet are near each other, so
yeah, no, but you
I'm
can't.
I'm talking about your house, but I'm talking about out and about, bro.
Basically,
out and about, no, you have to just.
You have to have it, moisture, man. You have to have moisture down there, innit? Like, it's like, basically, when you're a baby, you get used wipes.
Mm-hmm.
But then, as you grow into adult, you just start using tissue. Like, it's just a thing, but you're not actually meant to stop using wipes. You're meant to keep using wipes, because obviously, you need to clean your whole body properly, innit? You walk around with itchy body, innit? But anyway, right, so I'm talking about that, yeah? And the person I was speaking to, they were like, they do this whole thing, and I guess it's like a tradition thing, where they, like, so improperly, I was like, you use wipes, right? And then she was like, she has like a bottle of water.
Yeah, that's a tradition thing.
Yeah,
I know someone used to.
You cleanse, and then you cleanse the area, but I was confused, because I was like, okay.
In Asian cultures, they do
that
a lot.
Yeah. How is that? Hygiene, that's not hygienic, because what do you use? I was like, okay, what do you use to wipe the area then? And she was like, a hand. And I was like,
butters.
Like, what the fuck is that?
They do so something I used to
basically
live with.
They use a bottle and it's like, obviously, just pour it over the batty and then wash it with their hands. And then obviously,
get the shit on the hands.
Basically, but then afterward, like, it's clean your hands afterwards, isn't it? Like, do you know what I mean? In the sink or whatnot.
Bro.
Nah, man, I tried that to avoid.
So, man, my thing was like, yo, just use wipes. Because that is wipes.
But you know, but obviously,
way of doing it.
In these kind of like, it's obviously a tradition thing. And in these cultures, they have toilets, like the actual ones that actually wash your body.
Yeah, bidets.
No, that's yeah, the bidet, yeah.
Bidets, yeah, bidets. So they don't have that every single toilet, so they have to do it that way. Do you know what I mean? That's the only way they can do it to obviously get it clean.
But you get
enough in it.
But my thing was convenience. Wipes are the convenient way.
No, that's not hygienic.
So why not?
Man.
What?
Oh, that's personal. I'm not. Like, if you're touching someone's hand after that, like, it's mad. I know it's not true. Like, I'm gonna be the bearer of bad news here. That's not hygienic, man. Bro. For other people.
It's not hygienic.
For other people.
Oh, who said that's hygienic? It's not hygienic.
What, the water bottle?
The water bottle thing is not hygienic, obviously.
No, it's not.
But this person was telling me it was.
It's not hygienic.
Like, she was saying, like, it's more, what's more cleaner, the wipes or water? And I was like, and then she was basically making the example that if, would you, like, have a wash with wipes or have a shower or water? Do you see what I'm saying? And I was like, it's not the same. Do you see what I'm saying? It's not the same.
There's a difference. When you shower as well, it's a different...
You're not using a hand.
Yeah.
You use a flannel. And at first you were saying you use the flannel to wipe the area, but then I was like, so then what are you doing with the flannel? You're throwing it away. That makes no sense.
It's a doodoo flannel now.
It's a doodoo flannel. You can't use that again.
Doodoo
flannel.
You can't keep a doodoo flannel like hanging like around. Like, that's disgusting. Like, that's horrible. That's mad.
And it's just like, I don't know. Like, I feel like use their hands or just hope that it kind of washes off with the pressure of the water.
Use the white star.
Nah, man, I'm not on that star. Like, there was a don that I used to go uni with back when I was living in Southampton. When I shared the house with him, he never used tissue. He'd just use water.
That's nuts. But you got to use tissue.
And he said he just uses bare hands.
Oh. Bare hands
slapping a booty. No, that's like that. That.
And literally just...
That is disgusting.
Oh, that's disgusting.
That's what I'm saying, but I don't know. That was a mad one.
Yeah, why did we get to this conversation?
No, because we were talking about hygiene, so...
Yeah, that's a mad thing.
Yeah, we got there somehow.
So, cool. So, if you're dealing with... I'm always reverting it back to dealing with a female. So, if you're dealing with a female and she does this, and you find out that's one of her habits, what's the next move? She uses the hand technique.
Oh, I remember how we got there now. She was talking about eating cheeks, but anyway, go on, carry on.
All right, cool, go on, and let's what about eating cheeks?
No, she was saying that that I do it, and I was like, no, I don't. She was making a joke, and then I was like, that I heard something the other day where if say you go to a girl's house and then she's like, all right, you need to eat my ass, like you got to eat my ass, you'd be like, okay, cool, and you go in the bathroom and you'd be like, okay, cool, here's a wipe. Wipe your bum right in front of me, and if it's clean, we'll go. If it's not, we're fucked here. Like, this is a good test. Yeah, it'll probably come out brown.
That's this.
And then you can leave and be like, no
cheeks today.
Yeah, no cheeks today, boy. You dodged that bullet. You get me? But yeah. So, what were you saying?
Yeah, I don't know how we got there. I'm just gonna leave it there now.
No, you said something about if you with a girl.
No, I'm detouring. Anyway, I'm sticking to the script now. Oh, so, someone posted this in a group. Students on commentary are using sugar daddies to pay tuition.
I was going to talk about that still.
Do you want to go there now? Obviously, because I spoke about it now.
I mean,
what are you going to go there and say?
These these girls are creative, man.
All right, cool. Let me just read the whole thing. So, according to dating website Seeking Arrangement, more than 110 students from Coventry University and University of Warwick, I said it completely wrong.
Warwick. Wow.
Have signed up to be sugar babies, a term for those who entered these types of relationships in exchange for cash, gifts, holidays, and assistance. Wink, wink. No wink, wink there. I just added that.
The thing is, right, these girls are smart, man. It means that their tuition will get paid for and they won't have any debts when they leave. And it's all, you know what I mean? Like, use your pretty privilege, ladies. Use it. You get me?
If you have it,
yeah, man. I feel bad for the girls that don't have it, man. It's such a
No, but they can probably be sugar babes.
Yeah. How?
It's not. Float some titty, float some arts. I'm good.
Nah, man. No, if you that were mad rich, billions... Right, some, you obviously. Right, so, like, look, if you're a billionaire and you're like 45, say you're on 45, whatever, and you you get me? Obviously, you're single, whatever. You're gonna try and probably get younger girls.
90% of them are not single, but yeah, 90% of them ain't single
most of the time. You're right, but cool. But they like spending money on women. When you're that, you know what I mean, rich, yeah. That man likes spending money on women, so you're spending money on these young girls. Like, I can't remember where I was going with this. I lost my train of thought.
Yeah.
I lost my train of thought. What are we talking about?
These sugar babies.
These bitches are smart, man. Use your pretty privilege, man. Like, use it. Like, just
use it. I feel like there's nothing wrong with it. I feel like just do your thing. Like,
oh, that's what I was saying.
We all gonna eat.
If you're a billionaire, that you're not gonna like go for some dead young thing. You're gonna go for the sweet one. That's for you, Rex.
I tried to ignore that. I don't think there's anything wrong with it, personally. I feel like you all gotta eat, get it how you get it, do you know what I mean? We all gotta make peas somehow. If you're gonna do that and you feel comfortable doing it, do that. Do whatever. I've been a student, I know how hard it is.
Man, it's
not easy.
It's disgusting.
It's not easy. And if you gotta do this, like, really willing to pay for your tuition fees and pay your way through uni, do your thing quick.
Fuck the fraud, man. Go straight to the sugar daddies, man.
Go straight.
No, still fuck with the F boys though.
Nah, man, like, don't stop the F boys. Don't fuck with the F boys, man. Don't fuck with the F boys. They'll fuck up your credit and fuck you up.
Just go straight to the. That's only some of the bad ones.
they want your bank account.
The brothers, man. If you can get a sugar mama.
Yeah, that's true.
Even a sugar daddy, man. Get yourself.
Nah, you're moving mad.
No, fuck it. Like, if there's a brother that wants to pay for your stuff, you ain't gonna give him no dick. Like,
You're moving mad.
Nah, but you just get some money. Get some stuff, some shoes, and that, innit? Why should the girls live? Man can't live.
So Don's like to you. Oh, I like the way you look. Let me pay for your. Let me pay for your haircut. Let me pay for your trims.
I'm broke.
Let me pay for your trims.
I'll take that.
That's what I'm saying.
My trims.
Yeah.
No, but he says he's being creepy, and he's like, I like the way you look. You smell good today.
I'll be like, bro, I'm not gonna lie. You're a bit weird. Yeah, you're a little bit weird, bro. You're a little bit weird, but I do smell good. I know I do. So listen, like, what are we doing with this haircut? Get the haircut. Thank you, man. Cheers. Listen, just wait in the car. Like, I'll go
just
in.
Wait in the car. Why is he in the car? Get an Uber. Let him order you an Uber.
You're right. Look, you want one or two.
I don't want
one. Thinking already about it. Why should the girls have fun? No, yeah. So get yourself a sugar mama and brothers as well. And if that don't happen, the opportunity arises, get me. If the sugar daddy says, yo, let me pay for your tuition, let him pay.
They need to treat these dons like dragons.
That's
then.
So bad.
They need to treat these dons like dragons then. They need to treat these. Treat these man. I don't even know what you said. What did you say?
I took the sugar daddy.
Come on, man. That's
a man move. No, you're even mad. But I think the females should treat these guys like dragons then. So go straight, get a bear, these like rich man in one room. Say, like, obviously, which one are you going to offer the most to pay for my tuition? I'm not going to give you any sex or any sexual favours, but I'll give you...
I think a lot of dudes will pay for this. What? A lot of dudes will, like, actually invest into these sugar
daddies. Yeah, that's what I'm saying. Like, so... But it would be illegal for me to pimp, so this would be a great business idea. So, Parliament, when you decide to decide on Brexit, can you decide pimping as well, so I can make a different form of income?
I guess we should do spare some advice.
Okay, yeah. You got one, or do you want me to get my one?
Let's do two, man.
I ain't no way my phone.
Mine's kind of like pretty straightforward. A friend of mine, they recently, it's a female, and they recently, they were on Instagram, and they made friends with a girl on Instagram, right?
She made friends with a girl on Instagram.
She started following this girl who does fitness videos.
Yeah, that's a red light.
Right? Following her.
I'm joking.
Following a girl that does fitness videos, cool. And then obviously she commented on maybe a story or something, right? And then she was like, oh my god, you're so pretty, whatever. And they started talking back and forth about whatever, right? You know what girls do. And now this girl has said to her, we should go out, like, and then whatever. And she was like, yeah, why not?
It's the PT girl said we should go out.
Huh?
The PT girl.
Yeah. Saying that, yeah, we should go out, we do something, whatever. So she's told me that, and I've been like, she's trying to move to you. Simple, like.
Why?
Blatantly.
Why?
PT girl.
Yeah.
To another girl.
Yeah, she was trying to move to her.
Saying that we should go out.
Yes.
Go out how, though? Like, it doesn't mean she might just want to be a friend with her.
She go on Instagram talking to a girl, and then you just...
She's
and then you go
DMs.
Yes.
What, the PT girl slid into her DMs?
Basically, she commented on something, and then they've stolen from there, and then...
Okay, so they've got a dialogue going on.
So, sort of, and then she's like, yeah, we should go out. You seem like a really nice girl, whatever, cool. Let's go out and, you know, do something. Let me get your number. That's some standard shit.
I don't think that's...
That is, man. Alright, cool. Let me go further. Yeah. So, cool, so, whatever. Obviously, they're talking now. They're trying to figure out where they're going, yeah? And then... So, you see here. Let's get this. There it is. Okay, cool. So, obviously now she's like trying to they're trying to figure out where they're going, and then like obviously, you know, my girl's just like, you know, go clubbing or something like that, right? Like this just
that's standard girlfriend.
Yeah, no, not the PT.
There we go. Yeah.
It's like let's go clubbing or whatever, and then PT's like, go for dinner.
Again, that's not
suspect. No, don't tell me that.
That's not suspect.
That's suspect.
Bro. That's not suspect.
It is. Not really. It's not. It's not like major alarm bells.
It's not. Yeah.
Basically, she
girls didn't want to tell me this though.
I personally told her that is that.
That's terrible advice.
You're giving her bad advice.
What do you not think?
I think she might be trying to be your friend.
Probably, I'll tell her to go dinner and then obviously feel her out, see what she's saying.
Or no, not even go dinner.
She wants to feel her out.
Feel her out.
She wants to feel her out.
No, I mean like you're
keep it on a casual. Go to one of tell her friend to go to one of the PT classes. That way she can examine her kind of behaviour, her movements and how she's talking to her. If she wants to talk to her on a friendship thing.
Yeah, but like I'm sure the girl would know if she felt like, okay, this girl was actually trying to move to me. Do you know what I mean? Yeah. I feel like she would know by that.
No,
like,
girls don't know that.
Girls don't know that a woman is trying to move to her.
Like lesbians move to girls, like how guys move to girls, but because they're girls, they don't really
suspect anything.
Yeah, they just think it's just a girl, so they don't expect
I think she should
especially if it's a straight girl get on the receiving end.
I think she should go to the dinner. Just or whatever it is, go to dinner. Feel her like not feel her up.
Yeah, no, feel literally. Her up. Yeah,
you're creep.
Not literally, yeah, but I mean like, just see what she's saying, innit? Like, see what kind of rapport you get, what kind of feeling you get, and then go from there.
Reality.
But let us know though, obviously, because we need to know what's going on here.
Yeah,
I want to know. I feel like she should go to the dinner though.
Sugar mama.
Is that what she's actually doing? Is it dinner?
I think they're gonna go to dinner.
Dinner.
All right,
cool.
Then
let us know.
It could be nice. It could be nice. Just a little. Do you know what I mean?
I think I personally.
Who's paying?
Where she pays Dennis on.
Yeah, Dennis on.
Bust it wide.
But if it's 50-50.
Bust it wide, babes.
If it's 50-50, then.
Bust it.
It's 50-50. You're so dumb.
Bust it wide, babes.
You're so dumb.
I need that now in the car. Bust it wide.
Don't be even mad.
Oh my God. Yeah, no.
So from.
It's this non-alkaline water that's got me.
Okay, I was about to say it. Yeah. All right, cool.
Let's the second, to the second thing.
It's the second one, yeah. Right, cool. Yeah, so, yeah, I get distracted way too easy.
Spare some advice. I only like
to talk about alkaline water.
Spare some advice.
Yeah. You need to give some knowledge to our listeners.
That we do, yeah. Spare some knowledge.
So, this is some advice that we need to give for this person. Okay. So this person asked us, so he's been in a relationship with this female. For a long-term relationship, he finds out that this female has been going Tinseltown with a guy in a Merc.
What's the Merc got to do with anything?
No, the guy doesn't drive.
Huh?
He doesn't drive.
Oh, the guy doesn't drive.
Whoa, yeah, so, go back.
So wait, so this guy has been in a long-term relationship with his girlfriend.
Yeah.
He finds out his girl has been going. His actual girlfriend's been going Tinseltown with another guy. Late night rendezvous in a car. I said, what kind of car? And they've been going on these late night rendezvous, going to Tinseltown. The guy doesn't currently drive. His girl tells him, and he breaks up with her. Is this the right thing to do?
Rax, man, why'd you do that?
Yeah, Rax, man.
First of all,
I would not do such things.
It's pretty straight and narrow. So they've been in a long-term relationship. He finds out...
He needs to say that in a bud. Has he spoken to her about it?
He broke up with her.
Oh, he broke up with her?
Yeah.
He broke up with her.
Yeah, he wants to know if it's...
That's a bit drastic, though, no?
He wants to know if it's the right thing he did.
No, it's a bit drastic. Wait, I feel like... She don't have a conversation about it. They don't have a conversation about it.
I think they had an argument. He broke up with her.
Well, she just told him.
Yeah, she told him. He didn't ask... Like, I think she told him, like a casual thing. Oh, I've been getting tinsel tongue with so-and-so. Like, it was cool.
So was it late night? So how did she say it? Like, was it a late night rendezvous, like you're saying, or was it like, did she kind of?
I think he coerced. Like, what time was he? Were you going with my man? Like, why were you going?
Is it like a friend, someone that he knows about?
Not by the sounds of things, no.
So how did she? Was she just like, I've been going Tinseltown with some guy?
Yeah. Like,
whoa.
She's an idiot though. Like, why is she even telling me that? Like, she should know. She don't rate him. Reason why she don't rate him is like, yeah, bro, you can't come to me and tell me you're going to touch town with
next on
some next on and he's pulling up and he's picking you up and
I don't drive.
Yeah, man. And you're mad. She don't respect him, bro. She just don't respect him.
Yeah, yeah, man's breaking up with you.
Yeah, you're done out. Yeah.
So did he do the right thing?
Yeah, he done the right thing.
Yeah, he's done.
Nah, man, you can't pull up. You can't pull up in a Benz, take my girl to Tinseltown. What kind of disrespect is that?
And I'm on 10 toes.
Tinseltown.
10 toes in a ring.
And Tinseltown's dead as well.
I know, it's not even the best place to be taken at.
Treating my girl like some slag. Oh! Tinseltown is where you take the slags.
Take a Bagel King. At least take a Bagel King.
Or After Hours in New Cross.
Or Bagel World in Brixton.
I'm finished.
After Shout Out ends, innit?
Well, I'm finished.
Shout out Bagel World.
Bagel World, you know.
Have you even tried that place?
I need to still.
No, not yet.
And it's the Mac D's. They've got hefty competition.
No jokes. No real talk. It's still mad how Bagel King's still popping after all these. Like, it's still popping.
Yeah, but you still got. It's the same clientele, isn't it?
It's the same clientele.
Niggas are gun.
A certain market audience.
Niggas are gun leaning into Bagel King.
Yeah. Absolutely.
In sliders, $10.
In them Gucci's.
Like, I used to. When I, like, what, mad early shifts, yeah. I used to, like, at the weekend, I used to, like, get the bus, like, early and then, like, drive past Bagel King, bro, Mazza. Just bare cars, bare people. It was like an after party. Like, it was just literally just mad. Like, just bring that mad. Yeah.
I've only been there, like, 2 or 3 times in my whole life.
I used to get that all the time. Man. Like, get the jet chicken bagel.
Bagel, yeah. The cheese.
It was some cheese, but then sometimes no cheese, some coleslaw in there.
No, I didn't get the coleslaw. Then you get the cake and custard. Anyway.
Ooh, the cake and custard. Jeez.
Have you got a Waste Man of the Week?
We do have a Waste Man of the Week, man. What were you going to say?
I was going to say Kodak.
Absolutely.
That's 100%. Exactly, yeah.
Who Waste Man of the Week is.
Kodak Black.
Can't be anyone else.
So, Kodak, to our listeners that are listening. Clearly, you are listening because you are listeners. That's oxymoron.
Mad.
So, Kodak Black has been saying some disrespectful things towards Lauren London and Nipsey's, in Nipsey's passing. Yeah. He's saying, basically, he would move to her now that Nipsey's passed.
And give her a shoulder to cry.
Which is quite disgusting. And especially, like, the guy hasn't been dead.
Not even a week yet.
When
that dropped.
So, like, the guy wasn't even dead a week and he's thinking about moving to his wife, his missus. I don't see this as acceptable behaviour.
Disrespectful.
It's very disrespectful, blind ignorance, and yeah.
But Kodak is another thing about just in regards to Kodak. Kodak's been saying dumb shit like this for a long time, and I thought, like, obviously now he said it in this scenario. It's just obviously heightened the fact that this guy's an idiot, bro.
He's
genuinely an idiot. Like, Kodak is an idiot.
No, I think you should pay attention to it then.
Should pay attention to it.
Yeah. Should we pay attention to an idiot? He always does this.
No, but it's good that we address it. It's good to address it.
Yeah,
we can't just let him think that he can move like that and disrespect people.
But he's been moving like
baby
that.
But disrespect someone's baby mum and someone that's passed away completely as a different move.
But 2 months ago, he said Lil Wayne should have died as a baby.
That's a mad thing to say as well.
Say what?
You said Lil Wayne should have died as a baby.
Why did he say that?
I'm not mad at
him. He was in a club and I think Lil Wayne's supposed to pull up.
Yeah, I hear that still, but with that, I mean...
Yeah, but he's just been saying mad things. And then he started
That's kind of where I'm coming from. Like, he's been doing this, these mad stuff. Like,
then he said something about black women.
He's disrespected Jamie. Yeah, May. He's just disrespected bare people.
Yeah, but this is
He said in regards to a deceased person, bro.
Yeah.
Like, no, but he was talking
about respect.
No, he was talking about his wife. He was saying,
yeah, but regardless.
No. I'm not sticking up for him at all. But what I'm trying to say is, should we be paying attention to an idiot? He's still waste man of the week for saying it, because at the end of the day, it's disgusting and fucking, like, it's stupid.
It's
like,
out of pocket.
Like, yeah, like, come on, man, you shouldn't even be saying that, like, right at this moment on live. Like, why are you Instagram live in that stuff? Like, it's just stupid. It's just all for attention, but it's the wrong type of attention. You don't need that. Like, there's just a certain way you need to move in it.
Mm.
But, like, I'm saying, like, you know, should we be paying attention to someone who basically just does that shit all the time? Like he just, you know what I mean? We should just try and ignore it, really.
Yeah, we should try.
That man are just looking for moments.
I don't think
we're basically giving him a moment. Basically,
I don't think he's looking for a moment. I think he's just ignorant. I just genuinely think just that ignorant.
Yeah, maybe.
But even at the end of the day, you shouldn't really be paying attention to. Nah, to guys like this. But
even the game was hyped up.
Yeah, the game addressed him. TI addressed him.
But game, like, does this game have a foot to stand on, really, with this?
Yeah, he does. But at the end of the day, there's a difference between the deceased.
He's fucking haunting up.
Yeah, quite. There's a difference between Kanye and a deceased, like, man that's done a lot for his community, like, in terms of morality. Like,
Nah, but when you lot keep saying like he diss Nipsey.
Because he's talking about his wife.
Right. I hear that still, but when I'm talking about, he said something about his wife. So it's the same thing, like Game talked about his wife.
Yeah, but it's
talking
like...
about someone's wife.
No, but it's like... if cool.
Who are you talking about? Game talked about his wife?
Kanye's wife. But Kanye... No, but cool. So it's like...
it's disrespectful anyway, regardless
of... Yeah, that's what I'm saying. So, like... you know, coming from that angle, it's like, yo, you're getting hyped up about this, but you did the same sort of thing.
It's not as disrespectful, because at the end of the day, he's alive to defend the honour of his wife.
Everyone's still emotional about Nipsey's passing, bro.
Yeah, because it wasn't...
Everyone's still emotional about Nipsey's passing.
No, I hear that.
It wasn't natural. So.
Yeah, exactly. So, it wasn't natural. He got taken away from us, so it's like, bro, don't speak like that. Especially if guys not been... he's recently passed away, like...
Yeah.
Don't be stupid, bro. Just think, like, use your brain.
No, man, Kodak, man, like, yeah, man, you got the waste, man, of the week. Like, 100%, like, you're bugging. Well, you're not cancelling him, yeah?
Cancelling Kodak?
Yeah.
Nah, I'm not cancelling Kodak, but I haven't listened to his... I haven't listened to his music since then, and that's because...
I still listen to his last project.
So you're not cancelling him, yeah?
Nah, I listen to Project Baby T. That's the only project I listen to from him.
Peace.
Yeah.
Well, people...
yeah, it's been another podcast for the guys.
Been another great one. Been another great one. Thank you for listening, man. All you people out there listening on SoundCloud, Spotify, and Apple Podcast. Thank you for listening again. Share, like, you get me? Subscribe.
Review it.
Get me? Comment, all of that, man. Show the love. Thank you for listening again.
Hope you enjoyed it.
I've been Fabs. That's been Rex. That's been Luke.
Yeah.
Yep. Get me?
We out of
this bitch.
Bye.
Skirt.